I work overnight at a warehouse a few miles out from my home. My schedule varies depending on the day, but I'm usually home between 4 and 6 in the morning. I was driving home from my exhausting shift, and all I could think about was getting in bed and passing out. I wasn't falling asleep behind the wheel, but I definitely wasn't fully awake either. I parked on the street in front of my house and walked in through the front door, then walked upstairs and fell in the bed. It was one of those days where it just felt so good to be laying down. I was asleep in minutes. When I woke up, I was just as tired, if not more so. I wasn't even sure why I'd woken up in the first place. I rolled over and looked at the window, and it was still dark out, so it had to have been less than an hour since I got in bed. As I began to roll back over to sleep again, I noticed something that made me stop. My bedroom door was open. I stared at it for a good couple seconds, just so confused by it. I never sleep with my door open. It always makes me feel uncomfortable. Coming home that day was a blur though, so I couldn't actually remember me closing the door, but it was just one of those things I knew I'd always do no matter what. I got up slowly and walked across the room. All the lights were off in the house, but I looked down the hallway outside my room as I closed the door. The second the door clicked, a sound came from the other side of the house. I don't know how to describe it, but it was like something moving for just a couple seconds, then it stopped. My whole body froze, and I stood there for a minute, listening for anything else. The silence was deafening now, and only freaked me out more. I took a deep breath and opened the door again. In my head, I still didn't believe this was anything real. I was sure this was just me being scared over nothing, but I still wanted to check just to keep me from overthinking it. I walked across the hallway to the second bedroom, which was where I thought the sound had come from. The room only had a dresser and a bed in it, so there wasn't much to look around. I didn't see anything, so I started walking back, until I heard a door in the hallway creaking open. I leaned over and saw a man stepping out of the closet between me and my bedroom. He was looking at me, and in that moment that we made eye contact, I recognized him. I quickly closed and locked the door to the room I was in, and I heard him run down the stairs and out of the house. Of course, I called 911 as soon as I was safe to go back to my room. Police said there were no signs of forced entry, so they say I must have left the front door unlocked. Again, I know I was tired, but that's just something I always do unconsciously, so I don't know if I can believe it. What scares me is that I know I had seen that man from somewhere before, but I have no idea where or when. It could have just been at the grocery store or walking through the city, but it all seems too coincidental. Also, I don't know how long he was inside my house for, but nothing was taken. I know he was likely the one to open my bedroom door while I was sleeping though, which makes me really uneasy to even think about. He could have done anything, or taken anything, but he didn't. Maybe when he opened my bedroom door, he recognized me too, and decided not to do what he planned once he saw it was my house. It's all too hard to say, but I've been thinking about it non-stop for a while now, and I'm still paranoid. This happened in August of last year. I had taken a week off from work for a staycation at home. I had been living alone for the past few months after my roommate moved out, but I'd been working too much to really enjoy the space and freedom of living alone. This week was supposed to be my relaxing me time that I never got to have. Unfortunately, it could not have been further from that. It was my second day off, and I was just chilling, watching TV, eating nice home-cooked meals, all of that kind of stuff, when I heard someone walk up to my front porch. It was midday, so I thought maybe the mailman or just some solicitor, but as I stayed sitting on the couch for a few minutes, I realized they still haven't knocked or rang the doorbell. I never heard them walk away, so it got me curious. I got up and went over to the door to look out the peephole. Sure enough, someone was still on my porch. It was a man, looking to be in his mid-30s, wearing a light sweatshirt and black jeans. He wasn't in front of the door though, he was off to the side, looking around like he was searching for something. I thought of opening the door, but I was too nervous to confront him, so I just watched. After 45 seconds, the guy walked away quickly and got into a parked car on the road by my neighbor's house. Once I saw him drive away, I went out to investigate. Everything looked normal to me, at least everything in the area the man was looking around. I went back inside and mostly forgot about it within the hour. I took a nap, then made dinner a few hours later, and finally turned on a movie to finish off the night with. Sometime in the middle of it, there was a knock at the door. I paused the movie and went to see who it was. It was that man from earlier, this time standing in front of the door and seeming to be waiting for me to answer. I cracked the door open, just enough to talk through.
"Hey, I was hoping you'd help me out with something. I'd ask someone else, but nobody would answer,"
the man said right away with a big smile.
"What do you need?"
I asked. He went on to tell me this elaborate story about his car breaking down right next to my house. He pointed at it, and I immediately knew it was the same car I saw him drive away in earlier. Then he said all he needed was to use my phone to make a quick call. Knowing this was some sort of scam or something, I denied him right away and closed the door. I then looked through the peephole to make sure he left, but he didn't. His face grew excessively angry, and he banged on the door again. I yelled through the door that I'd call the cops if he didn't leave. He stood and thought for a moment, then hurried off, but not to his car. He walked around to the left side of the house. Fearing this was going to escalate, I dialed 911 and told them about the situation. Thank God I did, because not even a minute later, a sudden crash came from the dining room. I ran over to see what it was and saw that he'd smashed the window and was crawling through it. I tried to run for the garage to get in my car, but the man was quick, chasing me down half the house before grabbing me and holding me still. I fought back, kicking and punching, but he completely overpowered me. He told me through his clenched jaw to be quiet and insisted that I stopped fighting while he dragged me to the front door and opened it. Once I knew what he was doing, I only started fighting harder. As he tried to bring me closer to his car, someone walking their dog on the other side of the road saw us and came running over. Before he even reached us, the man let go of me and sprinted to his car and drove away. It all happened so fast. Once the police arrived, they helped calm me down and got all the information I could give them. Apparently it wasn't enough though. He was never found. What's creepier is that the police think the first time I saw him come by wasn't actually his first time. They think I may have caught him collecting some sort of camera or mic he'd set up on my house to spy on me. He hasn't been back that I know of, but I plan to move out anyway, just to be safe. Whatever his plan was, I don't want to risk finding out. I live in a townhome in the middle of a relatively small city. It's very small and outdated, but I live alone, so it's the best I can afford. I worked late this night, getting home sometime around 8 or 9. Pulling up my shared driveway, I noticed the townhome connected to mine had its front door wide open. All the lights in the house were off though, which made me think they must have accidentally left it open and then gone to sleep. I made fun of them in my head and went inside my house, not thinking much else about it. I got out some Frosted Flakes and ate while watching Netflix, then forced myself to go to bed because I had to be up early for my morning shift tomorrow. Going to my bedroom, which happened to have a connecting wall to my neighbor's, I heard a few thumps come from inside their place. My neighbors usually don't make any noise, so hearing anything from them was a rare occurrence. I just hoped they wouldn't keep me up and turned off the lights and hopped in bed. I laid there with my eyes closed for several minutes, trying to drift into sleep, when the most terrifying sound instantly shook me up. My front door being smashed in. It was a single, violent hit. I jumped out of bed and ran into the hallway. There was wood debris all over the floor, and the front door was wide open, but whoever did it must have been moving quickly because they weren't there. I heard some footsteps running through the living room, and at this point, I could tell there was more than one person. I tried to run back to my bedroom, but a man screamed at me to stop. I turned to face two large men, both wearing masks and hoodies. One was holding a baseball bat, and the other held some sort of metal ramming tool, which must have been used to bust open the door. This next part was chaotic, as they yelled commands at me and forced me to the ground. I didn't even try to fight back, because I knew it would only put me in more danger. One of them held me down, aggressively pressing my head on the floor, while the other went around the house and shoved stuff in his backpack. I was panicking, breathing heavily, and trying to convince them to get off me and just let me stay out of their way. I probably should have just shut up and stayed quiet, but it was hard to think straight. Somewhere around 2 to 3 minutes in, the man that was grabbing stuff came running back to the hallway, yelling at me and the other guy about something outside. The man got off me and ran over to the window. Then they both came running back and pushed me down as I was trying to get up. They looked full of rage as they started attacking and threatening me before trying to run out the back door, but they were too late. Four cops had surrounded the house, and seconds later, they forced the men to give up. As it turns out, the men broke into my neighbor's townhome too. They weren't home at the time, but when they pulled in, they immediately called the cops, which was how they were able to help me. The two men turned out to be just regular guys trying to make some quick money. Aside from the smashed front door and a few bruises, I was all right. I still think it was stupid of them to attack me instead of just making a run for it at the end, but I'm sure either way they were screwed. It was by far the most terrifying thing I'd ever been through, but I'm extremely lucky to have had it end up the way it did, with them in prison.